With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I just realized this week that as I was kind of putting the show together as I do each week and mapping it out, and it's nice having at least a couple guests who are regulars on here because you know, you know you've got them coming in, you've got chemistry with them and things like that. And I was thinking, God, I think I promised on Twitter that I would introduce my next guest this way last week, and I failed, so I'm going to do it this way this week. Usually I say the founder of pregame.com and at RJ in Vegas, but I also need to say the star of the hit HBO summer series Ballers, season 3 coming up. RJ Bell joining. If you look at the trailer and you pause it at the 15-second mark of the trailer, there's RJ Bell. RJ, what's going on, man?
You know, I think my mom probably wouldn't say the star, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, but, no, in my mind.
In my mom's mind, too, probably. She just wouldn't say it. But, yeah, pretty exciting. The Vegas episode, I think it's scheduled to be the second episode on July 30th. Can't give anything away, just to say you can see it in the trailer. It's in Vegas, and I happen to be in a scene with The Rock. Got a few lines, and another good thing, The Rock, you know, I'm a, you know, let's just say I could lose 10 pounds, wouldn't bother me, and next to The Rock, though, it's like, yeah, it looks about right, you know. Now, again, he's got a little bit more muscle, but still.
I was going to say, it's probably a, you know, kind of proportion a little bit differently with you than it is The Rock, RJ.
You didn't have to say it, though.
No, but I mean, you know, you and I are friends.
You could say it, but you didn't have to.
So keep an eye out for that. Yeah, Ballers, one of my favorite shows. Season 3 coming up this summer. Hey, RJ, before we get into some of the wagering stuff, I know people have seen the story this week, and I don't know how much you can talk about it or not because it's ongoing litigation, but I think people who certainly are familiar with you know that there was a story on Deadspin last year, which you immediately spoke about as soon as it came out, about how many just falsehoods and slanderous items were in that piece on Deadspin about you and about pregame.com. And here we are about a year or so later, and you finally filed a lawsuit against Deadspin. The same lawyer that represented Hulk Hogan against Gawker is your attorney, Charles Harder, in this case. How much can you talk about this, RJ? Because I think people have seen it's a $10 million lawsuit. And what was your thought process, I guess, maybe as this year went on, and why now to go ahead and file that?
Yeah, well, the why now is pretty simple, is there's a statute of limitations on such things that actually is exactly a year, and we wanted to make every effort to settle, right? Litigation is expensive, obviously, but additionally, it's a time suck, and additionally, it's something that, you know, the court system is a finite resource, and you certainly don't want to waste, you know, as someone that cares about society, like I think most of us do, you don't want to waste that. All that said, you know, there really wasn't a compromise that was able to be had. And, you know, we were pretty, I think, enthused about a guy like Charles Harder, who, you know, obviously was very successful against the Gawker sites, Deadspin being, you know, I guess the next generation now with the ownership, but still part of the original Gawker. You know, these are guys, you know, you might like the sites or not, but obviously they played, I think, faster and looser with the facts than many sites do. And in this case, listen, you know, the whole title, you know, if you look at the title of the piece, it was America's Favorite Sports Bettor, or Sports Betting Expert, I guess is what they said. Okay, what do? You build someone up, and then you try to tear them down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, the writer who did the piece was a freelance guy who really hasn't had many published pieces, and apparently he spent 1 year doing research. And it's kind of funny because I had a couple friends say, wow, if that's all they could find in a year, you must be pretty clean, right? So, which I actually, I feel pretty good about that a year, you know, think about Deadspin for a year. I think most listeners are going to be like, huh, hope they don't find out about that one college party, right?
Right, Sean?
Right, Sean? So,
yeah.
But so to me, It's fine if they're going to be a little bit biased, but when you just tell outright falsehoods that are really conspire against the premise of what pregame's about. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, in the scheme of the world, there's a lot of important things going on. But in the scheme of my life, I spend 60 hours a week for 10 years, and that sounds like an exaggeration, but it really isn't. 60 hours a week for 10 years building something, and to have someone, because they got 11 months in and didn't really have anything salacious, that they started to, quite frankly, lie, it's something that I'm not okay with. And ultimately, when there wasn't a fair resolution, you know, we're pursuing the case. Let me say two things real quickly, if you don't mind, because I think these are both very important. One is, I totally understand the debate with the First Amendment, freedom of press. You know, really, pregame, unequivocally, is the biggest digital media company in the United States covering Las Vegas exclusively, right? Other sites will do stuff, big sites. This is what we do full time. No one's bigger. You know, we're in the media, right? So I want the media to have a bunch of rights, no doubt about it. But I really believe that, just speaking conceptually, when one journalist lies in a malicious way, it actually threatens the good journalist, right? Because if someone does want to stop freedom of the press, what are they going to do? They're going to go in and they're going to say, see this guy, see this gal, see this person. They lied. That's why we got to put tighter controls on them. To me, if we don't police ourselves, or if society doesn't police the blatant lies, then it opens the door to someone else doing it down the road. Number two, quickly, any money, listen, if Deadspin pays me $10 million, I'm going to name a boat after Deadspin. I will most certainly collect that money and smile. The individual writer, who, again, I think was egregious with this, but still, I have no great desire to take his money. So we've made a pledge. Any monies that he has to pay, 100% will go to scholarships for journalism students at UNLV here in Las Vegas. So I think, you know, I think there's a certain I think there's a certain power to the symbolism that any mistakes that this author made, that the next generation can maybe learn better when it's their turn.
Yeah, and that obviously that second part is, you know, speaking to the last part of what you were talking about the industry itself and how it hurts it. This, you know, hopefully if something good comes out of this, in addition to people being punished appropriately, is that maybe some folks who want to get into that business and do well have their education subsidized. So that's good stuff. Good. I'm glad you could talk about that, RJ, because I know that was a big story kind of circulating and making the rounds this week. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, so I'm looking at these updated NBA title odds for next year, and I'm curious, like, you know, you and I have talked about these futures odds before, and it's more geared towards people, I think, as opposed to looking at this and saying, hey, this looks like a smart bet. I feel like it's geared towards a lot of people going, you know what, I feel like my team's got a chance, and this is maybe a chance to get a big payoff on the off chance my team wins. Is this Golden State Warriors team so good, RJ, that it's affecting the futures betting market of people that are just feel like they're like burn? They may as well just burn their $100 or something like that. It'd be better than throwing down on 80-1 for the Raptors to win the title.
Well, a couple things. NBA, more than any other sport, American facing sport, the better team wins the title the highest percentage of the time. Right? Yep. So any of the one and done sports, you know, think about the Patriots against the Giants during the undefeated year. You know, if it was a best of seven, right, Patriots probably going to win that thing. But when it's one and done, you never know. Amongst the seven-game series sports, baseball, pitchers, hitting can get really hot or cold, and the best team doesn't win. I think it was a shocking number of years that the team with the most wins didn't win the World Series, if you look back the last 10 or 15 years. And then hockey, obviously, hot goalie, you know, you can see eight seeds make the finals, right? So it's NBA where the best team wins. And if anyone has time on a Sunday, this Sunday, or lazy Sunday, go back to Wikipedia or wherever, look at the NBA champions from Larry Bird and Magic's first year, 79-80, and it's like 90% of the year, Sean, it's one of the top three players in the league were on the winning team. So the long shots just don't happen all that much when it comes to the NBA. I think, though, there's actually more betting action because you actually can bet, you know, Golden State or the field. Think about it. Minus 170 on Golden State, the field plus 150. Now, that's a great, you know, anything that's a great talk radio topic, you know, let's do a segment on that, is usually something people are going to bet a lot. So I think that, you know, kind of, are you a Golden State person or not, actually narrows the conversation in a way that increases the action. One last quick thing. Just to quantify how big of a favorite Golden State is. You can bet online, will Golden State win the title next year and the year after? So the next two titles, odds are 3-1. The second favorite to win it just next year are the Cavs at 4.5-1. So Golden State has a better chance to win the next two titles than any other NBA team does winning it next year.
It's crazy, just the dominance of Golden State and having it play out in the wagering community is unbelievable. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. RJ, we've got about a minute left, so I'm letting you know right now, I won't be here next week because I'm heading up to New York. As I've told you on this show before, I'm one of the judges in the hot dog eating contest. RJ, when are these Joey Chestnut odds coming out?
Oh, well, listen, that's one of my favorite jokes. People say, oh, football's almost over, what are you going to do? And it's like, listen, whatever is the biggest betting proposition on any given weekend gets a ton of attention. And literally next week, I'll be talking hot dog eating contest odds up and down the radio dial. And I love it, right? I just love the idea. Anything people care who's going to win, they care what the odds are. So, you know, I know you wouldn't do these kind of things, but these are, if people wonder how do fixes happen, where people like Sean Pendergast, not really Sean, right? Because I know he's above all that, but it's people like him, perhaps, is how the fixes go down.
Yeah, well, I probably won't be judging Joey Chestnut or anything. They'll have me down on the end with one of the, you know, one of the Sacramento Kings equivalents in the eating contest.
Well, listen, if you have any inside information, don't be afraid to text me.
There you go. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. RJ, appreciate you sharing all that information in the earlier part of the interview, and good stuff as always. Catch up with you in a couple weeks, bud.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.